Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry is delighted to bring you the Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling, where we test the beliefs of Christianity against the very words of Jesus that he gave his own eyewitness disciples. Join us for a unique and challenging study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven. Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to our program today. Today is December 16, 2023, and we are delighted that you've taken a few minutes out of your busy schedule to join us here on Spirit of Truth Ministry Radio. We will get started with our program in just a moment, but I need to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, I want to again apologize for Blog Talk Radio yesterday. Apparently, they were having an outage in England, a big, massive internet anomaly, and we could not get on the website yesterday. So I'm glad they got it all fixed up overnight and we're here. Our primary website is located at spiritoftruthministry.net. There you will find lots and lots of good writing by Rick Sterling, including a 7-part piece entitled The Grand Plan. And if you ever, and by the way, that is the follow-up, that's the follow-on writing from our book, which is also on that website, The Spirit of the Church. And so you can read both of those there. We highly recommend that you read The Spirit of the Church first, and then anything else that your heart desires. We also have a secondary website at spiritoftruthministry.net /S T M. That stands for Spirit of Truth Ministry. And there you are going to find a lot of historical writing and some biographical information about the principles in our ministry. And there's a little bit of provocative writing in there you might enjoy. So we also have a Facebook page, and that Facebook page is located at Spirit of Truth Ministry Group. Father in Heaven, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here with us because you are guiding us into the truth through the words of Jesus and through the power of the interpretation of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you that you have put these words in our way so that we can know the truth, because the truth is what will allow us to enter the kingdom of God. Thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, Rick. It is lovely to have you here this morning. And if I do say so myself, the biscuits were good.
They were. And I would say not an unusual thing.
Not an unusual occurrence, huh?
Biscuits. Dennis makes wonderful biscuits. A couple of things that I have been thinking about of late, and that is, the Son of God chose 12 men to be his students, aka disciples. And he was entrusting the destiny of the people of Earth, the Earth and people that he and his father and mother had created. A very, very, very long time before. And they had lost authority over the nations they had created when a rogue angel lied to the nations and presented himself and his co-conspirators as the gods who created them. And what we have been talking about, what I have been presenting, is a very well-constructed and laid out plan that God has sent here to Earth and preserved for us to be able to know plan is and what the key element of the plan, what that plan requires in order for God to gain back the authority over the nations that he created. And the key to that is that God has authority over his kingdom, which is a kingdom of righteous and holy people. My wife asked me again last night that she knows that I have seen a difference between righteous and holy. And she wanted to know where I got that or what it was. And the answer really came clear to me that righteous people are those like, well, Nicodemus and the woman at the well. Like the people who believed that the Son of God was indeed their Messiah. But they didn't fully commit to him because they feared they would be cast out of the synagogue if they let it be known that they believed that this man was indeed the Messiah that they had waited for. So what I'm saying is I see that there are two categories of kingdom.
Can I just... Hang on just a second. Dr. Don, can you hear us?
Very well.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to know. By the way, good morning.
Two categories of kingdom. I don't want to say levels. I'm just going to say categories. There is kingdom of the world, the kingdom of the heavens, and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the world contains everyone who is not in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the heaven contains people who believe in God, but who do not know God, like the woman at the well, like Nicodemus, like so many who were keepers of the will of God, the law, the prophets. But all they knew about God was what the priests and the scribes had told them. And the priests and the scribes knew no more about God, the truth about God, than anyone else. See, if the priests and the scribes had known God, the true God, they would have immediately recognized his son as the Messiah, and they would have honored him instead of plotting to murder him. So the people didn't know the truth about God because their religious leaders, who were supposed to be the ones teaching them the truth about their God, were liars. And I will say this, that I have yet to find anyone in the ministry or the priesthood who know the truth about God. There are godly men and godly women who are not bad people, but they are not acquainted with the truth about God. So a righteous person lives according to what they see as what God's will is. And they worship the God that they see, the God of the Bible as they describe it. But they worship the God of the Bible like the woman at the well who worshiped on Mount Ebal, where the fathers of the Samaritans, the northern kingdom of Israel, they worshiped in Samaria, and they worshiped on the hill at the altar that Joshua had constructed when the children of Israel entered to the promised land. She worshipped with as much knowledge as she had. And her question to the Messiah, when he was conversing with her at Jacob's well, or his statement, she wanted to know if it was right to worship God on that mountain, or if they needed to go to Jerusalem, because, of course, the Jews would not allow Samaritans into Jerusalem to worship. And his answer to her was that Jerusalem, yes, indeed, it was the place, but that the time is now. The time is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship neither.